And you're listening to the HR Power Hour. Okay, we're talking now with Bud Bernstein, New England Law Publishers or MaineHR.com. Bud, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, a pleasure, David, always.
Well, you know, last week we were just at the great Maine HR Convention for 2013. I got to tell you, just a great job as always. Excellent job. But one of the things that you brought up was this rehabilitation of an HR professional, Heather Abbott. And we're going to play the video clip, in this case the audio clip, I should say, that was done by CNN of a conversation with her and the reporter. And could you give us the information on this, the behind-the-scenes backlight?
Yes, indeed. Well, Heather Abbott is just a spectacular HR professional, a friend of ours from Rhode Island, where she works for Raytheon. And she has a great reputation in SHRM circles for her work and responsibility as an HR manager. She was one of the individuals on Boylston Street a few weeks back and was injured in the bombing and made a very courageous decision to have her foot amputated. It was a difficult medical call, you'll hear through the discussions, but what you'll hear is just the power and conviction behind this person who is not looking back but only looking forward. And so we just thought, since our convention theme this year was Maine HR making a difference, that this young woman, Heather Abbott, has made a difference in so many people's lives as they've worked through the corporate environment, as they've gone through HR processes at various companies where she's worked, that it's time we indeed made a difference in her life. So we showed the video, which is an interview with Anderson Cooper and her soon after her injury. We show that to the audience, and we encouraged our friends and audience to make donations on her behalf, which you can do by going to gofundme.com/Heather Abbott.
And that's HEATHERABBOTT, correct?
That is it.
Okay, great. You know, we're going to play the clip right now, and then we'll be right back after that clip.
Can you tell me about what you remember from that day?
Yeah, that day I came up to Boston with a group of friends to watch the Red Sox game and then go watch the runners on the finish, close to the finish line at a bar called Forum. And I remember when we got to the bar, the bouncer was standing at the door taking people's IDs, and my two girlfriends were in front of me. I was the last one in line, and our other friends were already inside the bar. And we heard a loud noise. Everybody, I think all of us, turned around. I know I saw a lot of smoke. I saw people, crying and running. And I immediately thought it was some sort of a terrorist attack.
That was your initial thought?
It was, because it reminded me of something I saw on the September 11th events. Hmm. Before I could even think of what to do, the second blast happened, and I found myself catapulted into the bar on the ground.
So it actually lifted you up?
Yes.
And blew you through the entrance of the bar?
Yeah.
Wow.
It did, and I saw one of my friends in front of me, and everybody was just running towards the back of the bar, to the exit outside. And I remember thinking, like, is that the right thing to do? Like, what if there's another one? As I started to think of that, I realized I couldn't move. I felt like my foot was on fire. I was in a lot of pain, and I couldn't stand up. Hmm. So I learned later that I started crawling towards the exit, and I was just saying, somebody please help me. Hmm. People kept running by, and a woman luckily heard me say it and came over and tried to give me a hand. She asked another woman to assist her, and they both were trying to get me to the back.
To the back of the bar?
To the back of the bar, and the exit where the outside was.
You said it felt like your foot was on fire. Did you check it out?
No, I felt like it was on fire, and I thought, if I look at it, I'm not going to keep going. It's going to scare me so much that I'm not going to move.
So you didn't even look down?
No, I didn't look down until I did look at one point when I was being carried down at the ground, and I saw a trail of blood.
What's going through your mind at a time like that?
I was just hoping I wasn't going to die. Mm. And that I'd get in that ambulance in time. And I also was in excruciating pain that I wanted to end. Mm.
Did anybody do a tourniquet at any point?
They did, yeah. They tied a belt around my leg. My friend Tommy gave his belt, and they tied it around my leg. And I remember that hurting a lot.
Mm. But it's essential to stop the bleeding.
Right, yeah.
So they put you in the ambulance?
They put me in the ambulance. I remember them putting an IV in me and cutting my clothes. And I later learned that my clothes were sent to the FBI.
Hmm. Because you were so close?
Yes.
So you get to the hospital. At what point did you learn about your injury?
I don't think it was until the next day when I woke up from the anesthesia.
What did they say to you when you woke up the next day?
They told me I had a very serious injury to my foot, that my ankle was broken, all the little bones in my heel were broken, there was some tissue damage, and that they would be doing another surgery to really get in there and take a good look at it and determine whether they'd be able to save it or not.
And you were presented with a choice, mm-hmm. About whether or not to try to keep your foot.
Right.
I can't imagine being presented with that choice.
I couldn't have imagined it until I was faced with it myself.
So in the end, you decided to let them take off the foot.
I did.
When you made the decision, was it what were you feeling?
There almost wasn't a choice, because the way they described my life being with the option of keeping the foot, I couldn't imagine having a life where I really couldn't do anything for myself. So I really never doubted the decision.
And how do you feel now?
I still feel as though I made the right decision. I think the rehabilitation is going to be difficult. I think it's going to be a lot of work, but I made progress every day, so I feel confident that eventually I'll get there.
You got a great attitude.
But if I didn't, I won't get to where I want to be.
Do you think a lot about that day, or do you prefer not to think about it?
I prefer not to think about it. I haven't focused a lot of energy on recounting the events. I think at first I did a couple times, what if I had gone with the first crowd of people that went over to the bar? Maybe this wouldn't happen to me. What if I decided that I wasn't going to go to the game this year? And I think I did that for a little while before I said, well, what if anything? That's not what happened. Mm-hmm. This is what happened, and this is what you have to deal with.
And you're dealing with it.
I am.
I'm so impressed by the people who rushed in to help, mm-hmm. people like yourself, who, took off their belts and tied tourniquets. And
yeah, that I think, from this experience, my initial, takeaway has been that people will do things that you would just never expect them to. I mean, the folks who actually got me out there, got me outside and onto the ambulance, didn't know me. They had no obligation to help me. They were really putting their own lives at risk because they didn't know what was going to happen next.
Do you think about the people who did this to you?
I haven't thought about it yet. I just kind of want to stay focused on rehabilitating myself, and then maybe I'll learn those details later.
But that at this point, that's not important to you?
No.
Just getting better. Right?
Just getting better.
I wish you strength in the days ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Heather Abbott, her spirit is so strong. A fund has been set up to help pay for Heather's recovery and the prosthetic devices she's going to need for the rest of her life. To make a contribution, go to gofundme.com/Heather Abbott. You can find that link, plus links to other victims' funds, on our website at ac360.com.
So that's quite a moving story, don't you think, Bud? I mean, quite a courageous woman for making that type of decision.
Yeah, as it ties into HR and the business world, it's really all about accountability and responsibility. We had a keynote at the convention by author Cy Wakeman. I believe she's been on your show a couple times, David, right?
Yes, and she's coming up again for talking about her new book, her second time
excellent.
It's coming up.
Yeah, and it's a great new book. And one of the metrics or measures of HR function that she is talking about is a new metric involving how you measure the accountability in an organization and in individuals and the role HR plays. And when we just stumbled across this tape of Heather, we said, well, wow, that just speaks volumes to her accountability and responsibility. I mean, you heard the clip, just the power of the decision she made, and that, you know, she said, well, maybe I shouldn't have gone to that game, but it doesn't matter. This is where I am. This is what I need. This is where I'm going.
You know, there's so much power behind that statement in terms of really understanding that accountability is the key area that needs to be measured today. In terms of really for HR professionals and how they deal with their managers and how managers deal with their team and just HR in general, that I think that this is a great way to, if you want to say, help and go out there and raise some funds for it. So again, Bud, where can they go to donate to help the rehabilitation of this young woman?
Yes, very simple. GoFundMe.com/Heather Abbott. And that's ABBOTT.
But I want to thank you very much for being on the show today and talking about this great woman and this great cause. And again, we support yourmainhr.com. You guys have been a great sponsor and obviously put on a great event. And we'll see you very soon at the New England Strategic Show.
Oh, yes, David. Well, let's have a good summer in between.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.